Welcome back, everybody. East Coast Audio returns for Impact Recap for January 22nd, 2009. I'm Travis Bryant. I'm here with my man, Bar Dre Purnell. Dre, what's happening?
What's up, everybody? What's up, man? What's going on?
Feeling any better? My cough is kind of going away, but, you know, getting everything out of me. How you doing over there on your end?
Oh, this last stages.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the
last stage.
Hopefully. So that's the medical recap for the East Coast Audio. But we're here tonight to recap the Impact show. What'd you think of the show overall?
I can honestly say this was an enjoyable show to me. It was okay. Give my grade early like I do all the time. I'm going to go, you know, with the safe route, and I'm going to give it a C+. I like the show. Let you know why during it.
I got a feeling you probably liked it a little bit better than I did. I thought it was an okay show. I found it enjoyable in spots. I found it kind of somewhat mind-boggling in others. But
let me...
That's DNA for you, so...
We had a major comeback. We had a major comeback, in my opinion, and so that kind of brought the show up for me too. The way
major
it was coming,
Petey?
Yeah, it was major. Hmm.
Petey?
No. And you may disagree with me, but hell, I'm gonna say it. I love the Beautiful People segment.
Comeback. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty vicious, pretty violent stuff.
And to be totally honest with you, I do not want to see this man on my TV. Yes. But even Q-Kid played his part in that
right.
whole situation.
I'm saying, but if he was doing what the security was trying to do, why'd he punch them all out?
I understand, because he don't want them touching them.
All right. Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to it. They opened the show with the Main Event Mafia highlight videos, just kind of showing their history and their hits, and focused on taking out everybody, all everything they've done. They showed the return of Brother Ray last week, and this was the end of the originals. You know, that was the name of the show. Then we had your TNA Open. It's my destiny. It's my truth. I see. I do things my way, or whatever.
Everybody's doing.
Yeah, I can't believe I just like remember like the first three. Like, damn, now I actually guess it's gotten used to that song. I don't even remember the old one.
Well, this one sucks.
Remember the third, hip-hop SmackDown joint from, like, 2002? Probably when they first got the fits.
Come on. How'd it go?
My time. My life. Is that the one?
Yeah. I don't know. I forgot how it went.
I'm about to put the game in. I still got it.
You playing that shit right now, motherfucker. You should know it.
Right. Tanae and West opened up the show. They do a show rundown. It's just gimmicks and more gimmicks. They got a first blood match, and they got a table match. Kind of both out of nowhere, and, you know, needed. I mean, I don't know. You go right into match number one. It's an X title match. I actually got excited. I was unsure. So when Dutt got introduced, I was like, all right. I mean, I don't know what he's done to get a title shot, but okay. And then they introduced Bashir.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, this is a four-way? Like, oh. So not only are we going to get like a four-minute match, we're going to get a four-minute match with four people? Yeah, boy, this match went 5 minutes. And Shelley retained. And I don't think there's anything of note except
that they came out together.
Well, yeah, Shelley and Saban came out together. They alluded that this could be more like a tag because there's rumors or some crap about Bashir and Dutt teaming together. I don't know if I missed
that. But you know what the thing about it is with that, because the match did go like that. Like, say, the fact that they said that before the match started kind of made it a little bit better, because the way both of them were, I mean, I could see the probably the guns, you know, being
no, right. I mean, they're heels. That's going to happen naturally, even though it seems like the guns, you know, who knows how they're booked, you know, week to week, but I don't know, I thought it was going to be a one-on-one match. It ended up being a fatal four-way. The finish came when, how did Saban get Sanjay, I think it was Sanjay, in the powerbomb position? Did he go for like a hurricanrana or something and he just caught it?
How did he get him in there? I think Shelly did a move on him or something that he had him in there. I'm trying to figure it out because I know
I think he went for a hurricanrana or some kind of leg scissors takedown, and Saban caught it, and as he's got his, you know, hanging down, and that's when Shelly gave him the drop kick. That was looked
that's
pretty bad. But he gave him the low drop kick to the face. And then Saban blung him up and caught him on the shoulders.